Blog Talk Radio.
Like his Facebook fan page, the Mars Mills Experience. Mars has a big show coming up on October the 25th in Chi-Town. Hopefully, he'll be a guest before then to really update us and tell us more about the show. Visit rawartist.org, if I'm not mistaken, okay? I'll provide you all with more information before the end of this broadcast regarding that show. So all of my friends in Chi-Town, in Chicago, and those visiting Chicago, either for work or personally, do your best to check out his show on October the 25th. It's going to be a great show. I just know it. But again, this is Matters of the Heart Wednesday Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And like always on Wednesdays, we're discussing subject matters of love and love lost AKA, again, like I said, Matters of the Heart. Plus, we're talking politics. So it's an episode of Love and Politics. Let's recap last night's broadcast of the second presidential debate between President Barack Obama and his GOP challenger, Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts. What did you all think? What did you think? I watched the debate, but my eyelids became very heavy towards the end. So I was in like La La Land, Dreamland at the end. But I thought the debate was good. I love those town hall meetings. Most definitely the president did better than he did the first time. I'm one of those people that gave them both a thumbs up for the first one. We're just watching my local news here in Jackson, Mississippi. People were impressed with the vote, impressed with the president. And from my online friends, I noticed that people were pretty much impressed with both. And the feedback that I received from my fellow Republican cohorts and friends with GOP and Mississippi GOP, and I was on a call on a teleconference right before the debate yesterday evening, which was an awesome, informative teleconference with the RPT, Republican Party of Texas, headed by Chairman Steve Minister Sterry. And the special guest with this teleconference was Senator John Cornyn, and it was a lot of information provided, a lot of information, and this is pre-debate because the teleconference ended to give us time to prepare to watch the debate. But the undecided voters, they definitely asked good questions and made good points, right? I know they did. But this is Matters of the Heart. Really, the topic is just, you know, love. I mean, if you want to talk about anything regarding love, I did invite Facebook friends of mine who invited me to their page, Sexuality and Spirituality. It's a page that discusses the connection of sexuality and spirituality. So if they're listening, I would like them, like you, my friend Tina, and all call in or chat with me in regards to talking about that subject matter of sexuality and spirituality. But it's open game. What you're feeling, what you want to just get off your chest and discuss, or what advice do you have for the listening audience in regards to love and relationships, dating, preparing for this is the season to get out and interact and socialize if you're single or not, and you know, just proper things to do in that regard, of love and romance and dating and all that good stuff. Again, I thank you for supporting Cut the Shotgun Tam Report, and just thank you. You're greatly appreciated. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. Also, happy anniversary to you. Wow. So we have before I play a song, we have new hosts for The X Factor, right? Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez. Congratulations. Two of my favorite people. So congratulations for your new gig. Well, then Mario, I don't think he ever has enough jobs. He and Ryan Seacrest and Nick Cannon, they are workaholics, are they not? Here's L. Be Sure.
gone by daydream. When you were here with me, daydream. Lonely nights when you're not here with me. Beautiful sights, they lost all their beauty in a dream. I go back just to catch a glimpse of love gone by, daydream. When you were here with me, daydream. In a dream, I go back just to catch a glimpse of love gone by.
Is he not awesome? Love him, love him, love him. I know. You all know who will be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show, which will be presented at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. This coming up February, right? Beyonce. Yeah, yesterday I talked about we were waiting to hear an announcement. One announcement that we will hear, and it, I think it's scheduled, it's been reported that it will be officially announced today on Wednesday that Beyonce will headline the Super Bowl halftime show. Yesterday, I received all kinds of emails reporting that Beyonce will be the halftime act. So right now I'm checking out Luke 21, and it is presented by a reporter, Dionne Rabon. The R&B diva has reportedly agreed to perform during the show's halftime program. Beyonce will take the stage during halftime of the upcoming Super Bowl, according to the AP, Associated Press. The official announcement is set to be made Wednesday. Beyonce's rep did not respond to requests for comment. So, you know, especially stay tuned to your favorite networks like NFL Network, Sports Network, ESPN, and, you know, and Internet and so on. Last year's Super Bowl halftime show was headlined by Madonna, whose performance was more popular than the actual game. It was seen by 114 million people, a higher average than the game itself, which was seen by an estimated 111.3 million people, according to the Nielsen Company. This will be Beyonce's first halftime performance. She did sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl in 2004 in her hometown of Houston. It's been a good year for Mrs. Carter and her husband, Jay-Z, after giving birth to their first child, Blue Ivy, in January. The couple was named the Forbes 15 Most Powerful Couples in the World list, and recently the Jigga Man headlined a set of shows at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, where the Brooklyn Nets, the NBA team he owns a stake in, played. Beyonce joined him on stage for his final performance of an eight-night set. And also, they talk about Beyonce being named the most beautiful. Some are predicting that Jay-Z would be a part of any Beyonce Super Bowl performance, but there's no official word yet. So, what you all think about that? I am super, super excited. There are two games, NFL games, I would love to attend this season, and that would be the Saints at the Cowboys during Christmas time. And that's awesome Super Bowl right here near where I am, Jackson, Mississippi. I love New Orleans. It would be in New Orleans. It's going to be an exciting, exciting event. And then Beyonce, and just like they stated in the article, more than likely her husband would be a part of it, but it hadn't been official yet. But they will be making the official announcement today regarding her Super Bowl halftime performance that's coming up February. So that should be awesome. That is amazing. Madonna's halftime show received more views than the actual game. Just a little though, huh? But yeah, so some people just clicked over to see the halftime show and then carried on. But that's some great news. That's some good news to hear, right? Well, we're speculating if she's expecting a second child. My mother was like, well, if she's expecting a second child, then she would definitely be showing in February. But that didn't stop. That's when we found out when she performed at the MTV Awards show last year, right? I know, but that's going to be great because she, the Super Bowl, I mean, man, she's going to do her thing like it ain't nobody's business. Amazing. Or you can call in this morning at 714-409-0614. Oh, man, do you have anything else to say about politics regarding who did a better job and who didn't? Or were you an undecided voter like those in the audience? Have you decided based on last night's debate? The next debate will be scheduled for next Monday, right, in Florida? That should be awesome. So they're definitely giving us good presentations. I don't know, I became kind of concerned, though, when they were, like, going at each other about a couple times. I was like, wow, hold up, don't be talking all over each other, and, you know, it's like crazy. Here's my BTR cohort, India Morrell. I listened to her show on Saturday night when I completed Aaron Weekend Edition of Cousin Chuck and the Ten Reports. India is amazing. She and her crew are crazy, and that's so informative. Here's XO, India Morrell, host of Dollhouse Radio, which airs on Saturdays and also Sundays. She hosts a brunch show, and also I think she airs throughout the week, too, at certain times. So follow her show and check her out to really be in the know when her shows are scheduled. Here's India Morrell. what? That Purple Rain remix is so cool. That was presented by Bink Wills, SoundCloud.com, a friend of mine that I network with and follow. Amazing remix, is it not? I know that cover that I played recently was awesome too, right? Y'all know I love to play music from the man himself and those whom he worked with, but also those whom love his music and who really like to honor him and play his music. Oh, my God. Did you not like that? I know. The Purple Rain remix. Check more out from Bink Wills at SoundCloud.com. And earlier this morning, before I came on air, a Facebook friend of mine blessed me with, yes, I said blessed me with a, because, you know, I'm always asking the cover bands and those who play cover tunes by Prince or anybody from Minneapolis style music. A Facebook friend of mine, Marcus Harris, what's up, Marcus, presented me with a YouTube video from a group who covered Adore. Oh, my God. I know, Adore, that is such a romantic song. Adore, and I told him, I was like, Adore is one of my favorite romance songs by Prince. You know, Prince have different categories. And when it comes to romantic love songs, Adore and Tour in Love, those are like the beautiful ones, those are like my top favorite, like romantic love songs. So this band really, really did their thing. But you all can check out my Facebook page, and I think I will share it on Tumblr and so on. But I need to get the name of the band. I was just so in awe of their talent. But joining us this morning, tuning in, is another BTR cohort of mine, the Dr. John. And Dr. John's show airs right here on Blog Talk Radio at 2 a.m. Central Standard Time every morning. So Dr. John literally just got off air not too long ago. And so he's joining us. And he says that it's so awesome to hear this on this early a.m. that I am an angel. Well, thank you, because I'm blessed to have so many angels in my life. So it's good to hear that I'm an angel, someone also. So thank you to Dr. John. Check out his YouTube channel also, Dr. John, the Dr. John. Okay, and really appreciate you for joining us this morning. This is awesome. Well, here's a PSA. You're listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, called the Shock Entertainment Report.
My name is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
That would make a mini brother mighty proud. I gotta say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in the shoes. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to.
Done better. told you I was just acting way too hard.
Oh, could I have you, baby?
Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard, but you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you've come back home. This song I won't have to be singing, singing.
Should I, would have done better. I known you were gonna leave. I never let you.
Would have done better.
Should have. Would have. Man, I love it. Here's Mars Mills, Little Red Corvette. And then we're going to talk love. And maybe the Dr. John might call in. Maybe he'll decide to call us next Wednesday. But, wow, we're having fun chatting in the chat room. I can tell you that. This early morning party is really happening in the chat room. here's Morris Mills, Little Red Corvette. Remember my friends in Chi-Town, check him out on October 25th. He has an amazing show. Visit rawartist.org for more information and also like the Morris Mills Experience. Here's Little Red Corvette.
By the way you parked your car sideways, like it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and then leaving fast. I guess I must be done trying to park the foot before I say children some more than you. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say,
Little Red Corvette.
Baby, you're much too fast.
Corvette,
you need to find the love that's gonna last. Guess I should close my eyes. We drove me to the place where your horses were free. I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah,
Little Red Corvette.
Baby, you're much too
the Corvette from Little Red Corvette, and there's the limo from another video he did. Every video he ever did, every car is right there, including all the Batman cars from everything he ever did. And then three stages.
The
one
Batman.
Off to the middle, one off to the a little bit right, and then right off to the right of that. So one in front of you, a little bit right, and a little bit right of that is called the Love Room. And it's labeled the Love Room in neon lights. And I was like, I talked to my friend Elliot. I was like, hey, what's going on in that room? He's like, well, Prince is in there with his body double, and only a select few get in there. And he's got this body double who's like the exact height of him. And Prince is short, for those of you who truly know Prince short. Prince is short.
Yeah, he's like
and he's got this little guy. Yeah, he's got this little guy dancing around the supermodel, and you never know who's who, because that's him. And up in the balcony, I can't remember what is the first video he did with her, but this is a girl that's constant from a ton of his videos. He stands with her, and you never know who is who. And he gets on stage and performs a bunch of songs, like Little Red Corvette and a bunch of stuff out of the Batman videos and different stuff. And the biggest thing that I thought was so cool is, like, to screen to get in here, you had to prove in a breathalyzer you had no alcohol, right? Which obviously isn't me tonight, I promise. But you also had to prove no nicotine, so you couldn't smoke cigarettes on the... Yeah, you couldn't smoke cigarettes on the premises. If you smoked cigarettes when you're outside, you were gone. Like, he had nothing, no substance, nothing. I thought it was so cool. It's like, wow, because you hear about, you know, with no offense to anybody intended, you hear about Kurt Cobain or Tupac Shakur, anybody. They were substance artists, and Tupac was like, Prince was like, I want everything super clean. So anyway, it was an awesome experience, and I heard your song today, and I don't live far from him, and it was like lightning struck when I heard your song. It was just super cool. So, anyway, thanks for letting me share an awesome experience in my life, because it was super cool to go to Paisley Park.
Oh, my goodness. I've been wanting to go to Paisley Park since 87 when it was built. So that's like an amazing experience. I mean, you're at work enjoying your day, and then you're just blessed with this. Like, you were like, of course. I'll upgrade your room. Wow. And then, oh my God. I'm so glad you had not been drinking or dumped. I'm so glad you were clean. Well,
For real, I didn't drink back then. I didn't anything back then. And I was so blown away. Like, I got the MPG hoodie because that was going to be his big thing. And I really feel for him. And not many will get this. You might get this, but not a lot of other people will. Like, NPG, New Power Generation, was going to be his thing, right? Like, let's say Tupac was to Thug Life as Prince was to New Power Generation. He wanted to empower a new generation to think differently and drug-free and take your position and stance as a person and be free, right? It didn't catch on the same as Thug Life, sadly, but... he had an idea, and the thing, and Prince's story is really sad. Like, he's cool like Batman in the sense that, I say respectfully, he has so many layers. Like, if you get behind, you find when his mother died and his stepfather, and you find about how he poured all of his money into a house for them. Like, he's, like, truly family committed, never did anything to anybody. Like, if Michael Jackson and him were on a scale, I'm sorry, like, Prince would float to the top easily. And that's not to be mean. It's just like, you know, Prince, he lived what he sung about, you know?
Exactly.
I hope, my final hope, you know, and I think your show's great. My final hope is that Prince hits just one more hit, you know? One more hit so he can do some more good in the world, because he does so much good, and he gives away so much of his money. It's ridiculous. That's why he's bankrupt, to be honest.
You know, so many of us that love Prince, his every song is a hit. And to those of us that love him, love his music, and I'm sure those of you that have live in his community and live in Minneapolis and Minnesota, all his songs are hits to us regardless. But, you know, that's one thing, another thing about Prince. He said this early in his career in one of his songs where he doesn't do it for awards, you know? He doesn't do it for awards, even though he liked to be appreciated, but he does it just because he loves it and to make others happy and feel good. But some people think he's
maybe me and you can agree that, like, Prince, we just say, with all love, due, and respect, man, make one more thing, right? And just keep that to you and live off of it, because you deserve it. You deserve to live off of one of your songs. You really do, and you've given so much away. Just whatever you make next, just live off of it and keep it, brother, because we love you.
Exactly. Thank you, because he does listen to the show. So he's probably, hopefully he's listening, or one of the members of MTG is listening to him. You know, because
I love you. I'm gonna tune into your show whenever it comes on. Thank you so much for having me on. I love you so much. Thank you.
And when does your show air again? Because I've told people.
Sure. So if you go to YouTube, just type in the Dr. John Show with no spaces. Because YouTube is scandalous.
I know. I love YouTube. Just on Facebook last night, I was bragging about the artists. Many of the artists I play music are friends that I network with on YouTube. I mean, just
I'm going to go friend you, and you friend me, and we'll trade links. I'm going to listen to your show every day and promote the hell out of you. I love your show. Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you.
Okay, you're in Minnesota, or are you in Las Vegas?
No, I'm in Minnesota. I promise to God, I'm 10 minutes from Paisley Park, Prince's studio. I pass it every day on the way to work.
Okay, right now, you're still at Super 8. I don't know if you want to tell your business, but you're still working at Super 8, or you're at another? I know you have your own.
No, I do sell stuff now. Like, you won't really see it. There's a park not far from Palin, and I go there for work. So I work right next to it. So it's cool, and it's sad because I guess I would call it the preserve. If you're not from Minnesota, you won't really know, but on the right-hand side, there's kind of a thing called the preserve that locals call here, and that's where Prince bought his father's house and a couple other houses, and they're all for family members. And he, honest to God, he doesn't do any of it publicly, but, like, he bought a house for his parents and all this other stuff, and he doesn't even do it on the record, man. He's not like that, but he has all this stuff set up for his family, and yet Paisley Park, the main establishment for him in recording, is going bankrupt. I haven't heard anything from it since he did the deal with Macy's. Honest to God, I haven't. But
I know.
Before the deal with Macy's, he was going bankrupt.
When he released 3121 Fragrance, and he did that concert with Macy's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I know he was working on doing an outdoor concert there in September. And something happened where they couldn't get a permit or something, but it was for St. Paul. So I'm hoping that he schedules a show for Paisley Park and Chan Hansen, because you know what? Hey, you might get an opportunity to meet me in person real soon, because I went to the show up there at Chan Hansen and Paisley Park. But I know they wanted to have a show in mid-September, but it didn't happen, and that's when he went ahead and started doing his residency shows in Chicago. But
I know that between Purple Rain and his song about When Doves Cry, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to insult any other artists, but those two songs could easily probably wipe Elvis Presley and Jay-Z lyrically. Just lyrics. Like, if you really boil them down, like, no beats, no nothing, just lyrics.
Exactly.
Purple Rain really kicks a lot of ass.
And now. And one thing, I wanted to say it, because I'm in Mississippi, the birthplace of Elvis Presley, and I often compare, you know, I love Prince. I'm 44 since the beginning in the 70s. I to often compare him as a modern day Elvis Presley. Is it something about
now
his aura? Yeah, it's something about his aura and his egg that he is like a modern day Elvis Presley.
If you have been with since the 70s, I highly doubt that you didn't cry when you saw his original YouTube video of when he sang it for his father and he cried on stage. Still just talking about it, I'm choking up. Because, like, he's singing it to his dad, crying on stage. Like, you know, that's how real it is.
When I heard God, that his song, his father co-composed, right? The instrumental God. When I heard God, oh, my God, that got me. And knowing that his dad had co-composed that, like, oh, my God. It's amazing. We really found out God where he received his talent from his mom and his dad. So
we did. I want to thank you again very much for having me on the show. My blog again is thedrjohn.com. Thank you so much. I want to come on again when I'm not inebriated because I was drinking with friends to celebrate a birthday. And thank you so much for having me on, very, very much. I will see you again, not inebriated, in the near future.
That's cool. Well, thank you for calling in, and you're welcome anytime, and I'll look forward to networking with you, and I'll check out your YouTube channel some more also.
Thank you. Thank you, and good night. Okay.
You're welcome. Good morning. What's up, Minnesota? Thank you. Okay, that was the Dr. John. That was nice of him to share a Prince experience of the amazing. And his website, his blog site, is thedrjohn.com. And also you can check him out on YouTube at the Dr. John on his YouTube channel. Subscribe to his channel. Already subscribed to it. And just good. It's good to hear Prince stories. And Prince experiences, and he lives right there in Minnesota. And I wish that Paisley Park, you know, I don't think it's open to the public right now, because you know Paisley Park is a studio where you could book time and do your studio time. And a couple of years ago, the website was active, paisleypark.com.net, and you could go on a virtual tour of Paisley Park Recording Studio. Awesome website. I mean, you could tour the studio, not see the parts that the Dr. John had talked about in regards to checking out the cars and all that, but you could go on a virtual tour of the recording facility, as in going into the lobby, the beautiful lobby, and then you would go on a virtual tour as if you were actually walking through the Paisley Park Studios, located on Audubon Road in Chanhassen, Minnesota. And you could go into each studio, because he has like four studios that, I mean, just regular, like bands. When Paisley Park Studios is open to the public, you can schedule time to come in and record. You know, from mainstream artists to underground independent artists can go in and record. And, of course, there's a practice stage also where artists can go in to practice. That's pretty much the area where Prince presents concerts and specials. You know, many of you have seen, like, performances on on various programs. Like, I think when he performed on BET in the late 90s and in the early 2000s, I think they visited him at Paisley Park. So some of you have seen him perform at Paisley Park, in the soundstage practice rehearsal hall area. That's where a lot of the – because remember, Paisley Park is also like a movie set. Remember, Graffiti Bridge was also filmed at Paisley Park Studio. So it's a multifaceted recording studio, not just for music recording, but also for film production. And I pray and hope that Paisley Park Recording Studios open back up for the public to appreciate it. Because Prince, and back to what the Dr. John mentioned, Prince and Michael Jackson, they definitely are gifts. And I still say Michael Jackson is still a gift. Now, his family is a gift. Prince is a gift. They're a gift to us, to the American to not just America, but to the world, but just amazing. You know, I'll stop right there because I'm rambling, but we praise that because Paisley Park is still alive and well. It's just I don't believe it's open to the public now, but of course, obviously Prince records there, and it's an artist that he worked with records there, and he has his staff that still works there. But let's pray that it would be open back to the public if he wished it to be, because one thing about it, Prince loved to see others make beautiful music, and he loved to help other people too. Contrary to what some people, naysayers, seem to say, you know. But what I was about to say, I used to love corresponding with Michael Jackson, and in my correspondence, I would say to him how important it is to not only perform for others, but to educate others. You know, couldn't you see Michael Jackson presenting symposiums and seminars, teaching people about the ins and outs of the business? That would be something good that the Jackson family could do, not just go on concert tours, but also hold maybe seminars and symposiums to educate those of us that love music and those of us that want to learn more about the ins and outs of the business, from those that are veterans to those that are new to the business, right? That would be cool. And same with Prince. I think it's awesome the way Prince has been presenting his residency shows of the past couple of years. And, of course, recently he, you know, kicked off his residency in Chicago, and he's probably going to announce more dates in Chicago. I know future dates will be in Detroit. And like the Dr. John and I, he knows he lives right there, walking distance to Paisley Park. So you all noticed I was trying to keep my mouth buttoned so we could hear what he was talking about. So that was a blessing for that to happen. I know you all know I know Prince, but I've never been to a concert with him in person. I know in 1997, on my birthday, because I had already been in contact with Prince in my day about performing on a show that I was going to be producing, a public access show. And I already had been in contact with he and Marte when they were married, and the Mavis Staples song was going to be my theme song, Divorce. So I was letting Prince know that I would be using that as my theme song, and I wanted to get more research material so I could focus on them as a topic. And so they scheduled and came to Jacksonville on the 20th, but when they came to Dallas, they came on my birthday. And they knew they know what my birthday was anyway, because I used to think, how ironic of the concert schedule for my birthday. And I was newlywed and so old. And one of my coworkers, she had like a big VIP package, and she was like, we're going to the Prince concert. But, you know, the guy that I've been estranged from forever, really was, but and he knew how I was with Prince, but he was like, no, you're not going to see Prince. I don't care if you know him or not, you know. So, but, you know, that's just how things go. And then when I planned to see Prince in 2008, he had to have surgery. My friend June and I was going to go see him in Tampa for a practice concert before going to overseas. He was going to do a concert here in Tampa before going overseas, but he had to have surgery. So, you know, so it'll happen when it happens, but it's amazing. I can't wait until he announces other dates and when they come down to the Deep South and do their thing. And I love hearing stories and love networking with hardcore supporters of Prince. And I would love a collective of Prince music to come on air too and talk about their collectibles. Network with them a lot of friends and fans throughout the world who collect. You know, I have a few and have had a few items. Like one of my Facebook friends and I talked a couple weeks ago about how sometimes our rare items like disappear some way. you know, they disappear. I don't know if they get thrown away or just get, you know, they just disappear. They vanish. I told one of my Facebook friends, I guess mine do like a Chris Angel. Just vanish, you know. That's heartbreaking, but, you know, that's what happens. But there are those out there that have rare collectible items. from concert tours to just rare. Just like going to that concert that he went to, that was a rarity because that was a concert for out of the U.S. fans. You know, that was a private concert for fans from around the world. And that was a rarity in itself right there to go to a private function of that sort. And that is, I'm so glad and thank you, Dr. John, for sharing that story. You just don't know, there are listeners out there that are having a fit. Like, oh my God, if that was me, and there are probably some listening that were at that show and know exactly what you were talking about. But yeah, I have always heard and know Prince has been very strict on the usage of alcohol and drugs. You know, he's always been a proponent of people practicing their sexual freedom. But when it comes to drug usage and drinking and smoking, so Dr. John has proved that's evident. Yeah, I mean, just because he lives that life, he also would like his fans and supporters to live clean lives. Also, if you did you hear him? He said if you had any type of alcohol or even nicotine, the scent of nicotine on you, you could not come to enter the love room. Isn't that something? I've heard it. There, you know, a lot of Prince won't even work with certain people, certain artists, mainstream artists, if they drink or practice illicit things, you know. So I know that is something. And it's not saying he's greater than thou. That's just that he knows what can happen. So Dr. John, and I briefed talk with him, he definitely made some really great points also. So that's good. So thank you again, Dr. John, for calling in. Very neat. Because we were getting ready to talk all about love and relationships, but we'll still talk a little bit about love and relationships. Here's Gonna Hold You, Davey Hamilton.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright. You start to disappear in the darkness. You can't see things clear. You reach for me, I'll be right here, still in love with you. When the winds of change come blowing through, with the love that's true, I'm gonna hold you when you're lost and
I'm gonna hold you.
Davey Hamilton. Oh, my God, love it. Oh, my God, thank you again to Dr. John for calling in from Minnesota, right outside of Chanhassen. If I'm not mistaken, it's Grand Prairie, right? Of course, Minnesota is one of my favorite states I've never been to. I study and know a lot about Minnesota. So, wow, that was an amazing story. Thanks again. Because, I invite you on, call in, and I mean it. Chat with me, call in, and talk. And I said today, whatever's on your mind, share. So glad we were having an awesome chat party, and you talking about some awesome poetry that Dr. John was sharing. Oh, my God. I can't wait to check out more of his poetry. But I'm looking at 13 romantic tips for the fall season. And this is an article presented by Mary Chapman, a romantic decorating specialist and founder of Love Life Designs, LLC, a romantic decorating and design firm facilitating Atlanta, Los Angeles, and New York City. Mary is also a romance and marriage advocate. She has been featured on CBS, Better Mornings, Good Day Atlanta, and Every Day with Marcus and Lisa. Mary is also a relationship and romance writer for BlackBride.com. For more information about Love Life Designs LLC or to add romance to your board, visit LoveLifeDesignsLLC.com. And this is an article that I'm looking at on Hitched. Entertains, educates, and inspires marriages. And 13 romantic tips for the fall season is, and this is how her article reads, fall is the perfect time of year to reconnect with each other. Use these tips to get started. And the fall is a beautiful time of the year in many parts of the country. It's filled with fog-riddled mornings, cooler nights, and shorter days. And not just reconnecting. I'm saying if you're single and you're connecting with someone, I'm sure these are good tips to connect. It's filled with a fog-riddled, so you won't have to reconnect. It's filled with a fog-riddled mornings, cooler nights, and shorter days. The afternoons are warm and full of eye candy with the splendor and beauty of the ever-changing leaves. In some areas of the country, the process of this admired season is happening now. In other areas, there are still traces of summer with high temperatures and warm breezes. If you live in the Northeast, fall is undoubtedly the transition from hot summer days to months of cold and sometimes frigid weather. With each season of the year, there are elements that make it special. Fall is often referred to as the romance month and kicks off a season of snuggling and cozy fireside chats. This time of year is just perfect for fun dates infused with romance. Here are 13 tips to springboard you into fun times for fall. If you have children, you want to have a sitter on standby for your adventures. Number one, turn up the heat with football fever. When was the last time you went to an area college football game? If you live in a college town, head out to a home game for a ton of fun and excitement. The marching bands, cheerleaders, and sports fever is fun and contagious. If you don't have a college team in the area, you'd be surprised at how much fun even a high school game can be under the Friday night lights. Oh, my God. Mississippi is a college state. And almost every town has a college team or a college team nearby. But, of course, football is, and games, period, are fun things to do. And if you remember when I talked about dating in the fall time, that was one of the top choices for having a fun time dating in the fall time. A majestic morning. Romance is not just for nighttime. Pack a light breakfast and a picnic basket. I love picnics. In a picnic basket that includes foods like yogurt, bagels, fresh-cut fruit, and granola. Fill the thermos with coffee or tea and hit the road an early morning drive down tree-lined streets where the leaves are vibrant and exquisite. Now that school is back in session, it may be best on Saturday or Sunday morning. Have a sitter lined up for the kids if you have kids ahead of time so you can capture the magic of mystery of the early morning stillness. Saturday and Sunday mornings can be so beautiful, can they not? Number three, give me the nights. Cozy up with your spouse and or your significant other out on the deck or patio and curl up on a crisp night and enjoy a hot cup of apple cider. After all, you'll want to take advantage of the cool night air before it turns too cold outside. And 4, falling to rake leaves. Raking the leaves together can be a fun activity like completing a much-needed chore. Play, let your hair down, engage in activity together. Seize the day and have fun. 5, hit the trails. Hiking, bike riding, or a long walk while kicking leaves may just be the thing you need to unwind after a long work week. Stay in shape and relieving tension are essential to romance. Kick it up a notch by doing it together. Take a roll down a hill on top of each other, laughing all the way. And 6, fall is a terrific time to enjoy the great outdoors. It's a great time for camping, for a camping trip. If you both like the outdoors, camping can be incredibly romantic. You're out in the woods cooking hamburgers and hot dogs and roasting marshmallows by the fire. Just the two of you, Mother Nature, the stars and the moon, no bears allowed. 7, visit a carnival or a county fair like Mississippi State Fair just left. And I'm sure many of you who are single or dating and are married had fun at the fair. Of course, I was solo at the fair. At the times I went to the fair, I was on volunteer duty, you know, because we're talking politics and political season. So, but it's fun to go to carnivals and county fairs. Fall is a traditional time for local county fairs and carnivals. Spend the day holding hands and eating cotton candy or even at a carnival winning stuffed animals with each other. Hop on an exciting midway ride and snuggle up. Oh, yeah, when I was snapping pictures, I snapped some awesome pictures of the fair. You guys should check them out if you haven't already. And I was like, oh, man, it would be cool to have a hot guy wearing a stuffed animal for me. Number 8, spice it up. A fireside picnic, slip into something sexy. Gather all of your favorite finger foods and a bottle of wine or champagne for a private toast to your love. Don't forget to play your favorite love songs. And 9, take a romantic hayride. If you ever been on a hayride, you may not have much experience, but taking a hayride can be romantic. Enjoy a scenic tour while sitting close to each other and holding hands to make you feel like 2 teenagers. That's what it is. And if you are teenagers, enjoy and have fun in your dating life, just like when I was talking about dating for teens and dating for adults at the beginning of fall, you know, going on pumpkin rides and stuff like that. Halloween is coming up, you know, going to Halloween carnival. This is me talking. We have 90 seconds of live streaming, but I'll go over a little longer to complete this list. And remember, you can still chat with me. 10, visit a local vineyard for a tour. Make it a great date. You may be surprised to learn that vineyards can be found throughout the country, not just in California and Washington. Visit a vineyard or check out your local weekend activity guide for wine tasting near you. 11, take a romantic train ride. If you live near the mountains or they have a train depot, take advantage of an absolutely fun day. As you let your imagination run wild, picture your spouse naked, and all the things you are going to do to them once you get home. There's something about a train ride through the mountains that brings up the animal in you. That should be fun. Just me just going on a fun time, I've never ridden an Amtrak. And so New Orleans and Memphis are 2 cities that are close to Jackson. And I always say, well, I either take a weekend trip to either city and enjoy the trip. But you know, if you're a couple or you're dating, that should be fun also. But it's also fun for those of you who just want to get away and spend some me time also with yourself. And you never know who you might. This is me talking. 12, go apple picking. A healthy romantic life is dependent on a couple having fun together. A lot of touching is how you create intimacy. Imagine picking apples together. It opens the door to more fun. After you and your spouse or your significant other finish an apple pie together, crack open the whipped cream and slather it along with warm apple bites all over each other for a delicious feast. And 13, hit the playground. Visit a local school and hit the swings. Push your spouse as high as the sky or share a swing together. Play hopscotch. Let your spirit be childlike. Laugh a lot and soak up the coolest fun. Finally, remember to celebrate your spouses, your significant others, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your honey, your partner, your love partner, attributes and gifts with affection and romance. Going on romantic dates and having fun at home is for all seasons. It keeps the romance alive and well within your relationship and can easily slip away in our busy lifestyles. And the author says that one of her favorite personal quote is, anytime is the right time for romance. You know what? I agree with that. Anytime is the right time for romance, you know, really. And again, this is from Mary Chapman, a romantic decorating specialist and founder of Love Life Designs. Again, visit her website at Love Life Designs LLC. Big shout out to Ebony Empress, my BTR cohort, who is based in UK. We just finished her first visit here to the States in Miami. Yesterday, I participated in her chat room as her show broadcasted Finding the Perfect Partner, and it was, like always, her shows are a blast. And so this is a big shout-out to she and her co-host and those that I chatted with in the chat room. Her next broadcast will be tomorrow at 4 Central Standard Time, 5 Eastern, 8 o'clock if you're in the UK. And her broadcasts are awesome. And now she's a Springer also. So I'll be broadcasting probably today for Springer. I know I said it all the time, but I'll do a commentary today in regards to the presidential season. But again, thank you for tuning in. And this information was from Hitched also. So thank you for tuning in. And we will play more music and share a little bit more news with you also, especially in regards to love and politics. Today is Matters of the Heart. Also, would like to thank Mr. Neil Thacker for being a guest on Monday's show of Motivating Monday. Looking forward to his return in the very near future to talk more real estate investing and also becoming a successful entrepreneur and also just being an overall good human being, because he definitely shared a lot of motivating information, inspiring information. And go ahead and friend him on Facebook. Check out his albums. Check out his quotes and look at his pictures. And also network with him at LinkedIn.com. You can find me at LinkedIn. And also tweet him. He will begin tweeting, actively tweeting in the near future also. So, again, I thank you for tuning in. It's not over yet. I know you like to listen to nice music also. And any news I feel I need to share with you, I will share with you before the end. It's just a little past 7. Love scheduled to end at 7. But I love spending time with you, and I'm so glad that the Dr. John also chatted and, again, called in. That was just awesome. His moments in love are of noise.
Thank you.
love that. Again, if today's your birthday, happy birthday. Celebrities celebrating birthdays today are golfer Ernie Els. He only turns 43 today. Jimmy Breslin, newspaper columnist, 82. Jimmy Seals, singer, Stills and Crump, 70. Michael McKean, actor, This is Spinal Tap, Laverne and Shirley, 65. Margot Kidder, actress, 64. George Wendt, actor, Cheers, 64. Alan Jackson, country singer, 54. Rob Marshall, director, 52. And animator, director, Beavis and Butthead. Mike Judge, oh, he's so rocking awesome. Beavis and Butthead, 50. Norm MacDonald, actor, comedian for Saturday Night Live, is only 49. Ziggy Marley, reggae musician, Bob Marley's son, he's 44. Eminem is 40 today. Happy birthday, Eminem. And singer Wyclef Jean turns 40 also today. So he and Eminem are the same age. 1979, Mother Teresa of India was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for her work on behalf of the destitute in Calcutta. That was 1979. I remember that. In 87, First Lady Nancy Reagan. I've been thinking a lot about Nancy Reagan. Oh, my God, I love Nancy Reagan. First Lady Nancy Reagan underwent a modified radical mastectomy. In 07, President George W. Bush, raised in Beijing, IR, presented the Dalai Lama with the Congressional Gold Medal and urged Chinese leaders to welcome the monk of Beijing. In 73, Arab oil-producing nations announced they would cut back oil exports to Western nations in Japan. The result was a total embargo that lasted until March 74. French author Albert Camus was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. In 45, Colonel Juan Perón staged a coup, becoming absolute ruler of Argentina. 31, mobster Al Capone was convicted of income tax evasion and sentenced to 11 years in prison. The Radio Corporation of America was created also in 1919, and British forces under General John Burgoyne surrendered to American troops in Saratoga, New York, in turning point of the Revolutionary War. And October 17, an earthquake measuring 7.1 on the Richter scale struck Northern California, killing 67 people and causing $7 billion worth of damage. Now, that was the earthquake that interrupted the playoffs, right? I remember that. It was it was terrible. I was a student at Jackson State. I remember that. And it happened in the evening time, I remember. And I remember coming home from my evening class, and my mother was telling me about this bad earthquake. I've been hearing stuff about earthquakes when I made home from my evening class while I was all on the news. My mother was watching the game when the game happened. When the earthquake happened. And, I just imagine that you all probably still feel that from that. I mean, it was terrible. Then all those garages and concrete all on top of homes and cars. Oh, man, that's definitely a highlight in history. And I know many of you are still saddened by the loss of your loved ones, the 67 lives that were lost in that earthquake, and $7 billion worth of damage. Man, that's devastating. But again, I thank you for tuning in. I have a couple webinars to attend today. And also I'm attending a private webinar tomorrow evening in regards to properly auditioning and, you know, the casting process. But, you know, David Harrison Levy of Beverly Hills tells me that it's not too late. And I'm feeling good and feeling confident, you know. So, you know, just doing things behind the scenes or doing things in front of the scenes, working on getting them pounds off. I know that. But then it's something. I get pounds off, and then I'm what if I get a gig that requires me to have pounds? Wouldn't that be something? But I'm working on getting these pounds off, so hopefully that won't happen too soon. But, you know, being an artist, being an actress, you have to do what you have to do to be the best as you can be to play a part, a second part, right? I know. But I thank you again for tuning in. And tomorrow we will be talking, preparing for the holiday season, holiday season preparations in regards to. You all love cleaning shows, and I'm in the midst of. I'm always cleaning, right? I'm a clutterer, and then I like to clean too. And I'm really, since I'm changing my way of living and resuming some healthy habits and learning some new healthy habits, I've been taking Napoleon and some other vitamins. I know you all can hear it in my voice too. And since I've returned to going to the gym, I probably won't be going until the end of this week. But I'm exercising. I've upgraded my exercises, my at home exercises also. I just feel more energized, and I love it when I have a project and I can go ahead and just complete it like that. But something that is good is in preparing for not only the fall and winter season, just like you do spring cleaning, there's the fall and winter side of preparing for. Not just the fall and season, putting up your spring and summer stuff and pulling out your fall and winter stuff, but also you have to prepare for the holiday season. If not, you're expecting guests, or not, if it's just you, there's certain things you should do, and especially if you're putting up decorations for different holidays, from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas and Hanukkah and different holidays. There's certain things that we should do. So we'll talk about holiday preparation on tomorrow, and of course other entertainment and lifestyle news stories in regards to what we talk about every day, because this is a entertainment lifestyle music show. And so, but that's the subject matter for tomorrow, talking about fall and holiday preparation. An example, cleaning and organizing, and then, you know, of course, and everything. You're welcome to call in and share information and tips and advice in regards to how you're preparing for this fall and winter season. Sometimes ideas and topics come up that we hadn't even thought about that entails in preparing for the, you know, new seasons, like the change of spring and summer to fall and winter seasons. And I think it's almost summertime. In Australia, it's like near summertime. I know I have a lot of listeners in Australia, and it's just amazing. You know, we're in different parts of the world, and we're talking about different subject matters. But, hey, those are my friends in the other parts of the world. Check out my archive shows and talking about preparation for spring and summer cleaning. Those of you that are in those parts of the world where you're preparing for the opposite of what we're preparing for. But it's just been a blast this morning. I just play Moments of Love. And since we've been talking politics too, I conclude Andre Simone, America, okay? And since we've been talking about Minnesota, and he is a native of Minneapolis, so thank you again for supporting the show and networking with me. And remember, we're still developing. And if you would like to be a guest or like to call in, feel free to call in. Email me. Send me your PSAs. If you would like to advertise, don't hesitate to let blogtalkradio.com and I know about it, okay? Because we would love for you to advertise with, definitely, and show your support. But here's Andre Simone. And again, thank you. You've been listening to Matters of a Heart Wednesday on Shock Contain Reports. And I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Follow me on Instagram, instagram.com/CultureShock. And Beth, KULTRESHOKENTBETH, Beth, BETH. And also Pinterest. We're having a blast on Pinterest this morning also. Pinterest.com/CultureShock, KULTRESHOKBETH. Okay? Thank you.
Follow you, and free to live a kind of.
My friends, Red Sport and the Boundary. What's up to Lori? Oh my God, Scott. Hey, what's up? The way I became friends with those in that band. Via my attorney, my crazy friend, the comedian, he is hilarious. Jay Lucas, Red Sport and the Boundary. They are climbing the rock and roll charts, the rock charts in Dallas, Texas on ReverbNation.com. Check them out on SoundCloud.com. Red Sport and the Foundry, because they released a new song on SoundCloud overnight, and it's popping on Reverb Nation also, plus they're climbing the chart. When I say climbing, they're climbing the charts. They're probably in the top 10 now. They were number 11 the other day, and I didn't get a chance to share. Also, I see where Dallas News Got Life publication is giving away tickets, ground floor tickets, for the Justin Bieber concert coming up in the near future. So I just want to share that with you right quick. But again, thank you for listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday for the Shark and the Tank Report. You are loved and appreciated. It's with Ford and the Boundary.